The museum has a series of regular events. The basis of that is our lecture programmes, always on Thursdays, and they start at 7:30 in the evening in St Barbara's Church, rather than the museum itself, just down the hill on Deep Cut Bridge Road. The first one of the year is on Thursday, the 3rd of February at 7:30 in the evening. The gates open, as it were, from 1900 hours, 7 o'clock. And this particular one is Hoofprints in No Man's Land. It's the history of British cavalry on the Western Front by Dr. David Kenyon, who's both a historian and an archaeologist that people may know from television programmes such as Digging the Trenches or Finding the Fallen. His chosen subject is cavalry. Remarkably, yes, they do have a great deal to do, and I know from having had a bit of a preview, it's an underestimated subject in which the role that they have is quite extensive. Tickets are museum friends at £2 and everybody else at £4. And by the way, you get a free raffle ticket as well, because we have a raffle. The next lecture that we run is on Thursday the 7th of April at St Barbara's Church, just down the road on Deep Upbridge Road from the museum. It starts at 7:30 in the evening, although we open up at 7 o'clock. Tickets are £2 for museum friends and everybody else at £4. And this talk is called Command Apprentices: First World War Experiences of British Leaders in the Second World War. And the lecture is by Michael Orr, who's a well-known historian who worked previously at Sandhurst. His subject looks at people like Montgomery trying to work out how their experiences of trench warfare, warfare in the First World War, affected their performance in the Second World War. And it's a real compare and contrast with a 21-year gap between the two periods, 1918 to 1939. How do people respond? Do people learn from it, or does it leave them actually with a legacy of problems that they can never actually deal with? The evening lecture for the museum on Thursday the 16th of June starts at 7:30 in the evening in St Barbara's Church. Gates open, or doors open, at 7 o'clock. Tickets are for the general public £4 and for museum friends just £2. The talk's called Champy Show in Japan, The Other Side of the Story, and it's taken from the typescript memoirs of Major Vic Ebbage. Major Ebbage was a prisoner of war of the Japanese, and unlike most of the people we hear about, wasn't on the Burma Railway. He in fact was taken prisoner in Hong Kong. Having joined the army in 1920, he serves through until the 1960s, a most remarkable man who goes from a private soldier through to a major, and actually then is very, very critical in allowing men to survive in the camp at Champy Show, where he's kept for very nearly 4 years. The museum lecture for Thursday the 27th of October is at 7:30 in the evening in St Barbara's Church, just on Deep Cut Bridge Road, down the hill from the museum. We open the doors at 7 o'clock, and tickets are £4 for everybody other than museum friends. Museum friends are just £2. This talk is called Support for Wellington's Army, Medical Aspects of the Peninsular War. People might be surprised to learn there was any medicine for soldiers at this period in the Napoleonic Wars, but as Mick Crumplin will demonstrate, what was done was remarkable for the period. Mick Crumplin is an ex-surgeon, a reenactor who gets involved in Napoleonic events, an engaging speaker with an absolutely wonderful collection of anecdotes and some amazing illustrations showing what could be achieved for men who were wounded in battle during the Napoleonic Wars. The museum lecture for Thursday the 1st of December 2011 will be at 7:30 in the evening in St Barbara's Church, which is just down the hill from the museum on Deep Cut Bridge Road. Tickets are £4, museum friends at £2. And the subject is the General Service Wagon. It doesn't sound very exciting, but for anybody who was serving from the time of the mid-19th century up until the 1930s, the GS wagon with two or four horses was sorry about the pun, the workhorse of military transport. Before the advent of lorries and trucks, this is how men, equipment and ammunition was brought up. And whether it was being taken up to the trenches in the First World War, or perhaps on their way to Bloemfontein or Pietermaritzburg in the Zulu War or the Boer War, this is what was used. It's a remarkable vehicle. And in fact, the museum has got one of these on display. We have a small collection of them because they're so important. And the one that we own at the moment was last used on the 19th of July 2010 for the burial of the last of the men found at Fromelles. The talk sounds like it could be absolutely fascinating and certainly eye-opening for a generation that really are not familiar with horse military transport.